This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Thursday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing Company. They invite you to take a beach break at one of their four coastal locations, Cannon Beach, Tillamook, Pacific City, and their newest location on the south end of Lincoln City, overlooking Siletz Bay. Pelican Brewing Company, born at the beach. Let's talk some Pittsburgh Steelers football because they've been in the news lately. What are they going to do? A quarterback, wide receiver on the move, and they drafted an Oregon Duck in the first round.
Yeah, they did.
Joining us now, friend of the program, Jerry Dulac, who has covered the Steelers for a long time, Steelers Radio Network host. Jerry, good morning to you. The reaction to the George Pickens trade feels like everybody saw that coming, or it felt like a divorce was going to happen. Then you find out it's Dallas and what you're getting in return. How's everybody reacting out there?
Yeah, well, it's kind of split. There was no question the Steelers were never going to give Pickens a second contract. So in one form or another, he was going to be gone after this season. But they didn't even get that far. The people who are against it are the ones who thought the Steelers would have maybe a double-barreled offense with those two wide receivers after getting DK Metcalf. And now all of a sudden, that wide receiver core looks pretty daunting with two big play guys. But now, you know, and so now their point is, and I get it, and I don't necessarily disagree, is that, you know, they're kind of back to where they started with one good, big wide receiver and a bunch of fill-ins at this point. So that's the negative reaction. And again, I get it. That's why I thought they might just go into the season, start that way, trade deadlines the first week in November, find a team that maybe a contender that lost a key wide receiver, somebody who's desperate. That's how the Steelers got a second-round pick for Chase Claypool a couple years ago during the season. And so maybe George Pickens' market value goes up at that point. But I will tell you, fellas, that the Steelers had grown weary and continued to grow weary of his antics both on the field and off. And by off the field, just repeated team violations and fines, missed meetings, late to games, late to meetings. And that was just enough for them. And when they acquired DK Metcalf, that was basically the final nail in the coffin. It was just a question of when. And so, you know, the timing surprised some people, but in totality, not too many, because they knew it was a foregone conclusion.
Well, I think the next obvious question is going to be there, Jerry. Like, who's now going to throw DK Metcalf the ball? And I don't know. Maybe you guys in Pittsburgh are just assuming Rodgers will join at the right time. But if it's not Aaron Rodgers, or do you think it's Aaron Rodgers, or is it Will Howard? Like, I don't know what to make of the quarterback thing. And I the Steelers are one of the class organizations. I just, as an observer and football fan from out here, I find it odd that their lack of interest, or I guess lack of, like, taking that position more serious post-Big Ben, it's fascinating to me. It's the most important position in the sport, And it's just like, we can do Mason Rudolph, no problem, but that's only going to get you so far. What's your best guess at quarterback?
Yeah, well, first, Will Howard doesn't factor in there at all. They didn't bring in a sixth-round draft pick to contend for the quarterback position. Mason Rudolph is the backup, and the Steelers do consider that not only the most important position in football, but in professional sports, and it's why they carry three quarterbacks all the time. It's why they always carry two quarterbacks with starting experience. They firmly believe that Aaron Rodgers will be their quarterback. Look, they're not stupid. They're not sitting there hoping he's going to come, you know, thinking, well, what if he doesn't? I mean, look, that's always a possibility, especially with Aaron Rodgers. But they believe he will be their starting quarterback, and he has told them from the beginning he's going to take his time. There's no urgency for him to be here now. Minicamp is not for two more weekends, so they're not too worried about that, but they believe he will be the guy. Now, after this year, that's enough of the revolving door. You know, Aaron Rodgers will be the fifth different starting quarterback for a season opener in the past 5 years. That's Cleveland Browns stuff, not Steelers stuff. And they intend to put that to rest after this season when they go after a quarterback in the draft.
Interesting. We're talking with Jerry Dulac, covering the Steelers for a long time for the Steelers Radio Network, at Jerry Dulac on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. Local connection for us out here. It seemed like there was a lot of smoke that the Pittsburgh Steelers loved Derek Harmon, defensive tackle from Oregon, leading into the draft. They end up taking him in the first round. A heartbreaking story about his mom and what she was going through in the moment, and just how that must have been very overwhelming for him. What's been the reaction in Pittsburgh to the drafting of an Oregon Duck in the first round?
Well, first and foremost, they needed to address their defensive line. They've actually had to the last couple years. And by not doing that with a top pick in a draft, not in the third or fourth round, that doesn't do anything for you. You're kind of rolling the dice that maybe the guy's going to develop. They needed to bring in a big-time tackle, a first-round talent, you know, a potential Pro Bowl player, to eventually replace Cam Hayward. There were three guys they liked: Walter Nolan, Kenneth Grant from Michigan, and, of course, Derek Harmon. Of the three, Harmon and Grant were the preferable ones, and it was just going to be a question who was going to be there. The other two were gone, and it's certainly not like they're disappointed like they got the last of the three. They don't look at it that way. They either got the first or second best of those three. So they knew that was going to be a possibility. They were prepared for any one of those three. And Derek Harmon checks a lot of boxes for them, a guy who can stop the run and a guy who can collapse the pocket, which is a lot like what Cam Hayward does. And they are thrilled getting Derek Harmon.
The post-draft is supposed to be a downtime for you to work on the golf game, and then this Pickens trades happens. Like, what does this do to the handicap once you're having to cover this?
Well, it's not only that, it's the U.S. Open coming to Oakmont in June. And so yesterday I was going to Oakmont to do some videos, tape some videos. I was up there the day before actually playing in their media day. And I get a text at 7 in the morning about Pickens, and then there goes my morning. So, that's the way it goes when you said the Steelers have been in the news recently, it seems like they're always in the news. It never seems to slow down with them.
Yeah, it's the beauty of the NFL. Or if you're covering it and trying to play a U.S. Open course, maybe the tough part of your day. But Jerry Dulac has been covering the Steelers for a long time for the Steelers Radio Network, at Jerry Dulac on Twitter. We appreciate the time, as always, out here in Portland, man. Hit him straight next time you play, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
All right, fellas. Good chatting with you.